thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Among our top stories this evening,
the First Lady Grace Mugabe, who has been on a campaign roadshow in her so-called Meet the People tour, was today in Matabeleland South Province, where she urged President Robert Mugabe to appoint loyal vice president.
What we are seeing right now, you know, all these nationwide rallies, statements that Grace is making, to me it's more of testing the waters to try and figure out how far she can go.
The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions says more than 4,000 workers lost their jobs between January and September, confirming a worsening economic crisis in the country that has seen several businesses shutting down.
That number might be very conservative because these are numbers coming from the retrenchment board, meaning that these are processes which go as far as the retrenchment board.
And thousands of Zimbabweans are expected once again this year to apply for the coveted 2015 Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young African Leaders as the United States rolls out the second edition of the program.
First Lady Grace Mugabe, who has been on a campaign roadshow in a so-called Meet the People tour, was today at Pelandaba Stadium in Gwanda, Matabeleland South Province. The First Lady urged President Robert Mugabe to appoint loyal vice presidents, saying, quote, "Some think because if they are vice president, you just stay there and do nothing while Mugabe works for you. We want a vice president who helps the president, not just one who piggybacks on Mugabe's back," close quote. Mrs. Mugabe also expressed a serious concern with factionalism in ZANU-PF and criticized some leaders for failing to address the deepening crisis. The First Lady also called for the empowerment of women, saying she was concerned by the breakdown of the family unit due to the problems of economic migration to neighboring countries.
The rallies, though, according to sources, are causing serious divisions in ZANU-PF ahead of its elective Congress in December. The Justice Minister, Emmerson Mnangagwa-led faction, is hailing the First Lady as a rising star, and officials from the group have been helping in organizing the rallies. But the rival faction led by Vice President Joyce Mujuru is said to be livid, calling her a, quote, rhetoric bomb thrower. But today's meeting was attended by leaders from the two factions, including party chairman Simon Kayamoyo, who is said to be in the Mujuru camp, and outgoing Women's League Secretary Opam Chinguri of the Mnangagwa camp. Political analyst Briggs Bomber of Trust Africa tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that Mrs. Mugabe is setting her goals higher.
Well, I think that has to be seen within the context of Grace's own vigorous attempts at establishing a foothold and a place within the ZANU-PF hierarchy, even though she got the nomination to take over the Women's League leadership. I think it was very clear that she still did not have a clear constituency within ZANU-PF, let alone, you know, a solid grassroots constituent. So I think everything that is happening now is an attempt, in my view, for Grace to secure some measure of grassroots connection to the ZANU-PF structures to complement the elite machinations that ensured that she ascended to the Women's League chairmanship, even though that was in direct contravention of the guidelines that ZANU-PF itself had just published in terms of eligibility to a position like the Women's League. So I think everything that we are seeing now is really within that context of her seeking to rise up and become the dominant figure within ZANU-PF, particularly the dominant women politician within ZANU-PF. And that also means she is directly taking shots at Vice President Joyce Mujuru, because she's the one who's occupied that position, and for some, occupied it in a more of a hair apparent manner. So I think for Grace to fully ascend, Joyce has to some way be reduced or cut to size.
But when she was introduced to the party, the reason was that she was going to heal factionalism. Is she performing as earlier advertised?
Well, I think even for the people who are pushing Grace right now, I don't think anyone has a very clear certainty on what is going to happen in ZANU. I think even what we are seeing right now, all these nationwide rallies, the statements that Grace is making, to me, it's more of testing the waters. I think both for Grace and for her supporters, what they are doing is to test the waters to try and figure out how far she can go.
That was political analyst Briggs Bomba of Trust Africa speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. But reacting, ZANU-PF chairman for the UK province, Nick Mangwana, tells Blessing Zulu that Mrs. Mugabe is a product of the people who invited her into full-time politics.
Actually, the decision was not hers in the first place. The decision was made by the Women's League. And we all remember the first lady says, oh, I'm overwhelmed. Please give me time to think about this, whether to accept the nomination or not. And after consulting and thinking, she came back and accepted the nomination. So the first decision was not made by her, was made by the people. And the people saw it fit that they want to be led by Dr. Grace Mugabe. And so be it.
But there are some who are alleging that maybe she's causing further divisions in the party by allegedly aligning herself to one faction of the party.
I don't know if she's aligning herself to any faction of the party because I've been keenly following her statements. She actually has been saying what the common man on the street is saying. She has made comments really on the issues of demolitions of certain settlements in urban areas. She has made comments on issues surrounding market ladies or informal traders that they shouldn't be harassed. She has made comments in terms of order in the past. She has made comments in around police, abuse of powers and so on and so forth. Things which reason not to the common man. I don't know how that those can be called factional issues because as far as I'm concerned, those are national issues. And I don't see how those issues can be called to be divisive because clearly, if that causes division, then I don't know what really brings people together.
ZANU-PF chairman for the UK province, Nick Mangwana, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from London.